the dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
My oh my. The morning is cruising right along, and hopefully you are putting the finishing touches on getting ready for what will be her Hurricane Helene. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:36. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're going to connect right now with two very important folks, especially when it comes to law enforcement emergency management. We got the Marion County Emergency Manager Preston Bolin, Sheriff Billy Woods, both on the line. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we faring so far?
Hey, good morning, Greg and Bob. It's Preston Bolin. Glad to be on the show again this morning. A special guest with me, actually, this morning and talking to you. And never guess who.
Morning, Bob. It's always a pleasure to be on here with you.
Sheriff Billy Woods, I love you, brother. I know you guys are working hard, getting the preparation done. What are some of the final preparations on your end that you want to try to accomplish before it gets really nasty in Marion County?
So just kind of update, we just left our briefing with the National Weather Service. We had about 100 of our stakeholders here in EOC. You know, those are our planners, or each representative of powers within the Marion County. And we got our final, you know, kind of briefing of what we're to expect. So, you know, all our plans are in place. We have, as Greg mentioned in this commercial, is we've got our shelter open at Westport High School, opening up today for special needs at 2 p.m. At 4 p.m., we'll be opening up for general population, also with pet friendly as well. And of course, you know, with our county engineers, you know, we're looking at those trouble spots, you know, with flooding and preparing for, you know, any type of flooding events, you know, with pumping operations and stuff, working with the city as well. And, you know, putting our crews together, you know, we know we're going to get some wind out of this, which of course, you know, power lines down, trees down. So we've got our cut crews, you know, prepared, working with DOT, with our road departments, and working with our electric companies. They're in-house with us as well to keep us up to date with power outages. And, you know, again, just going down our checklist, making sure that our nursing homes, our critical facilities, you know, have everything they have, no unmet needs. And, you know, we're just getting prepared. The biggest thing that I'll tell is citizens of Marion County is we have our citizens information line is open, and that's at 352-369-7500. If they have any questions, rumor control, shelter openings, sandbags will also be open until 7 p.m. today. Those are on our websites as well. And again, Alert Marion is our notifications to our residents in Marion County. That's how we get our life threat emergency notifications out, and special weather details about the storm. And again, if they're not signed up, they go to alertmarion.com. And to sign up, if they have any questions, please call my office. Our staff will be glad to get them signed up.
So, Preston, if you can you share with us what the National Weather Service told you to expect in terms of wind speeds and gusts in Marion County?
All right. So, again, as of 8:30 this morning, the earliest arrival times is we're looking at tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. till noon, you know, plus 1 or 2 hours, depending on, as we've seen, this storm has picked up in speed. We're basically looking you know, about rainfall on the west side of Marion County, the southwest and Ellen up to the northwest, you know, up the Blishton, Romeo areas, 3 to 6 inches of rain. For eastern Marion County, it's about 2 to 4 inches of rain. For rain for about an 8 to 10, for once the duration starts, about an 8 to 10 hour window of rain.
Wow.
You know, starting around noon till midnight. Gust of wind is what we can see is, you know, 58 to 73 miles per hour with some sustained winds that, you know, during the duration of the heat of it is between 39 and 57 miles per hour, you know, with a lot of this moving out tomorrow night, you know, around midnight, you know, on the tail end of it. So that's kind of where we're looking. We'll, again, get more updates this afternoon and our 515 with the state this afternoon. And we'll share that information out with our public information officers.
Great,
well,
great information. Appreciate it. Now, Sheriff, is there any concern of possible looting? You know how these things happen after storms and power outages?
You know, we always have, Bob, that type of concern. But, you know, you know probably better than most people, we won't tolerate it here in Marion County. That would be my clear message. Do not attempt it. do not even think of it, actually, because if you go out here and loot, you try to commit any criminal act and take advantage of people at their most vulnerable moment, I promise you that I will give you a shelter to stay in. It's as simple as that. You know, this storm's coming. This is what makes us Floridians shine, Bob, you know, because we Floridians at this time come together. We know what to do. Training day is over. The real thing is here. But the fact is, we can have all these numbers, you know, whether it be the amount of rain, the gust of winds. The fact is, we're fallible human beings that are trying to predict the hand of God. So where this storm is going, you never really know until the last minute. The direction it could come across Marion County, could come across y'all and Alachua. Right now, our poor prediction is our poor fellow counties, they're in the bend and going out on the panhandle, that they're about to get pounded. But, you know, the message is thank you for mentioning it. Don't do it. And that's to them criminals out there, the ones that are listening. I don't know if criminals listen to your show, Bob, or not. But
we have many reformed folks that actually do, yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
Absolutely.
That means they ain't out there looting.
No. The life in the straight and narrow can be a wonderful thing. Staying off the roads, I know, you know, you ask people to do it. Will be no, like, forced enforcement of being on the roads, Marion County?
No, there will not. It goes back to common sense, Bob. You know, but a lot of people immediately, as soon as that storm starts to light up to a little bit, they want to jump out there. The bands aren't all grouped together usually, and that's what people need to remember. These bands come in sporadic moments. You know, one moment it could be just a torrential pour down, winds are horrendous, and then all of a sudden it's clear. But it doesn't mean there ain't another band off of that storm that's right behind it. And people want to get out there, stay off the roads, you know, because it isn't just going to be like small debris in the road. It's going to be trees. It's going to be power lines. And those power lines is really what's dangerous for people to come across. And when they do that, they drain on our resources. You know, I have to go rescue them because they went and done something stupid. It's as plain and as simple as that. And my message to all citizens, not just my citizens, Marion County, you know, I had to speak the other day, and I asked everybody in the audience, I said, how many of you people don't know you live in the state of Florida? You know, of course, nobody raised their hand and said they didn't know they lived in the state of Florida. So a hurricane is a given for us Floridians, and you should already be prepared. I'm under the old theory, Bob, here, when it comes to me purchasing a pickup truck or rather and deciding about four-wheel drive. I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So you need to have everything prepared for this storm. And that way, if you don't need it, that's outstanding, but you got it if you need it.
I like how you talked about Florida. Yeah, I say, look, in Florida, there's hurricanes and alligators. I don't see a reason to play around with either one.
I'm right there with you, Bob.
Sheriff, we always appreciate it. Preston, we appreciate your expertise. Keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll all get through this with our lives intact.
I'll talk to you next week, Bob.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you, Sheriff. It's 9:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Just great information, breaking down actual, you know, wind speeds. And you know, you could say, oh, this is protected up to, you know, 100 miles an hour, whatever. Yeah, maybe. But what happens is wind is kind of like water. It's going to look, it's going to find the weak spot. Yep. On your roof, your shed, whatever the case may be. Critically important that you batten down whatever you can.
Yeah.
And then be prepared for some things maybe going sideways. And you know, it's better to over-prepare.
Yep.
And then, you know, feeling good and feeling lucky after the fact than to struggle through it and have something bad happen. The power line thing being down.
That's the biggie, yeah.
That is a real and solid concern, man. You will not get a second chance if one of those catches you.
So if you got hatches, bat them down.
Well, yeah.
That's what they're for. Be batting them down.
What else would you do with a hatch?
I know. You got to batten them down. I don't know what else you do with them.
It is, what do we got, 9:45? We've had a lot of experts on, a lot of great information. You know, if you miss some of it, you can always get us on the podcast, The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, whether it's the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just click subscribe. You get all the information. We had excellent interviews with Lieutenant Governor.
Yes.
We had the Florida Ag Commissioner on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, busy Preston morning. Bolin and the sheriff of Marion County there, Billy Wood. So, bringing you the information, bringing you the experts, what we do. That's how we roll. We don't have any donuts, so.
No. Well, the sheriff's busy, you know, so he didn't bring us any.
Wow, are you saying the old cop and donut thing? Is that what you're doing here, Greg?
Yeah, pretty much. No, pretty much.
Yeah. Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, bring donuts next time.
Coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts. We could use that right now. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So get ready and call in right now, 877-975-9825.